Welcome to your daily devotional, November 9th. Judgment begins with the house of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. It is a Bible principle that judgment begins at the house of God. It was so in the day of Eli and his sons, and again in the days of Ezekiel. Throughout the church age, the same principle and result applies. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. The people who purport to speak for the Lord and proclaim his gospel are the most accountable. And well, they should be. Those who publicly identify as ministers of Christ have an awesome call and an equally solemn responsibility. This call and responsibility is heavy upon this writer, who preaches to an online audience each day. As any preacher worth any salt, these things are not spoken and written without much prayer and study of the Scriptures. Although we fear divine judgment upon the institutional church, we welcome it, because this is God's way of purifying the church, which is not ours, but Christ's. He founded it for a purpose, and we are pleased that he manages it and cleanses it as he sees fit. Finally, an application for all believers. As soon as the Lord is done purifying the professing church and its leadership, he is going to hold you to account. God neither winks at sin nor plays games with sinners who want to play on both sides of the fence. If any of us have a foot or even a toe in the world, now is the time to get serious about living out the Christian faith we profess without excuse. Please take a moment to ask the Lord to bring to your attention anything that is worthy of judgment, that you might quickly repent and spare greater consequences which come from disobedience and failure to hallow God's name in person.